what does she call it when she, or what does she do after breakfast?
Well, now the boy up there with us. Now she wants me to wear a shirt, clean shirt every day. I said, I'm not going to do it. That's too much work for you. I'm going to make one last two days or else. And at that, of course, this boy's a painter and he's a carpenter and he works. He gets dirty. So she washes, you might say, as much as every other day, a bunch of shirts for me and him. And when she does that, when she brings them in, before she goes to bed at night, she sprinkles them down. And they stay sprinkled overnight. And when she gets up from the breakfast table, and we get up from the breakfast table, first thing she does, shove that iron board over and plug in and goes to iron them shirts. That's the first thing. When she gets that done, she'll go and start dinner, and while her dinner's cooking, she washes the breakfast dishes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way she works.
After she washes the dishes, does she do anything to them to get the soap off?
Well, I'll tell you what she's got. She has hot water and cold water.
Mm-hmm.
When they come out of the dishes, comes out of the suds. She just pushes that, I see it's a double sink.
Uh-huh.
And she washes them in the suds over here.
Mm-hmm.
She first fills that up with water, hot water. And she washes them in suds.
Mm-hmm.
And as they come out, they go over here. And when she gets enough of them over there, or just sometime one way and some another, she sometimes just washes them, just turns that over and turns hot water to them and never stops till she gets suds off of them with hot water.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're stacked.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to brag or anything like that. A lot of women now, especially this young time, after they rinse them off that hot water, they just let them sit there and dry.
Mm-hmm.
Mine don't allow her to sit there. She runs that dry cloth over them right up in that cabinet. That's what she wanted for.
Hmm. Does she use anything in the dishwasher, or in the dishwasher to wipe them with, get the grease off and the egg off?
What's the name of them two washing powders? It's a Dove, you know.
Yeah.
Oxidol.
Mm-hmm.
That's her favorite.
She likes that.
Oxidol. That's right.
Does she use a cloth or a rag or anything in her water?
She has what she called her dish rag, and I've never seen a time, I'm not bragging again, and any time that dish rag is dry, I could use it for a handkerchief if I want to, just as clean. That's the last thing she washes out of that suds before she turns the sud into the sink.
Mm-hmm.
Get her dish rag good and clean. And then spread out. She got a certain place to put it, spreads out.
Mm-hmm.
Then she had a drawer here with a whole bunch of what she calls drying cloths.
Mm-hmm.
And
towels?
Yeah, drying towel, cloth towel. She'll dry them dishes with that, but it don't go back in there. She has in this pantry now two nails close together. She'll spread it out and hang over there, and she's been for it just as clean and dry as
mm-hmm.
That dish rag, it goes on this door that she opens here. It has two nails. Two small nails that she hangs her dish rag on.
Mm-hmm. She's really got a system, hasn't she?
Yeah, everything. I can't help her. She's got to be off sick if she'll let me in that kitchen to help her do. She won't be in the way.
She doesn't want you in there messing up her kitchen, huh?
That's right. She said, if you wouldn't be in here 5 minutes, do you have my burners to where I'd have to take them out and scrub them, you know?